Our partners at BetOnline continue to be your number one source for all your betting needs and sports info. Find all the latest odds, news, and sports developments, including this year's Wimbledon Finals, Major League Baseball, all the latest fighting news, and this season's NFL. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today. Receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just use our promo code BLEAV to get the bonus and get into action. BetOnline, where the game starts.
Hello, hello, hello. It's Private Talk Podcast with Alexis Texas, and we are back season four. And today, Private Talk, we have the pleasure of having Lily Lou.
Hi.
Hello. Welcome to Private Talk. I'm excited to get to know you a little bit better. I've been seeing those luscious boobies of yours all over Instagram. It's unfortunate that you just had an Instagram mishap. Hopefully we're going to get it back really soon so you can get all those things.
I'm sure. I did nothing wrong.
What did you do to get in the doghouse with Instagram?
I don't know, because they just said, like, okay, this has been automatically, like, selected, and now we're just reviewing.
So did you get to see what you were being under review for, or did they automatically just wipe everything out?
Like, oh, it's for solicitation. Some kind of sexual thing.
Well, we will not discriminate you here at Private Talk. We want to get to know the deep down dirty, all the versions of Miss Lily Lou.
I'm ready.
So introduce yourself to Private Talk, love.
Hi, I'm Lily Lou. I'm in the adult industry and have been for about like 2 years now. Living the life. I'm very happy. Find me on all of my social medias.
Living the life. So let us know what living the life means. Did you just move to LA when you started doing, you know, content creating in the adult industry? Did you always have dreams of being in front of the camera?
Yes.
Yes.
So I've always had dreams of being in front of the camera. It's like ever since I watched porn for like the first time when I was like a preteen, basically, I was like, ooh, naked people at first. But then it's like,
I like this.
Can't wait to get home from school and masturbate. Like, it's fantastic. And so I always thought that, like, I wanted to do that, and I did. It's just the fact that my parents were very controlling, and so they would be like, oh, you whore, like, you're not allowed to have friends, you're not allowed to go out. It's like, for high school, I just did entirely online, and with that, it's like, okay, if people scare the shit out of me, what can I do that's kind of adjacent to that? And so, I mean, camming was popular, and I was like, oh, God, being live in front of people, that's almost worse than being in person. And so that was a no-go. But I saw this article that was, some lady sells her panties on Reddit. And I'm like, I could do that. I could just be purely customer service. Hello, sir. Do you want a panty? Oh, how many days would you like to, like, me
wear?
You're
like a panty operator.
Yeah, exactly. You know, and that was good. And then
so is that where you started?
Yes. Okay. 8 years ago.
So how did Reddit. You? So you just went on Reddit and you were just soliciting basically your panties.
Yeah.
And at that time, there wasn't any like photos of you doing any things, or was there kind of a more like, explicit things to kind of entice your customers?
Yes. I mean, like, I knew that it would just be boring as hell if I'm like, oh, here's a
sexy girl, and I feel like if you can work it in, if you have even a customer service background or just even being a salesperson, it's about selling what your product is. And if your product is attached to you and you can speak really well and you're like, hey, here's my panties. I mean, I'm inquiring.
I mean, like, when you first start out, there's like, you don't have a horde of people being like, oh, yes, I'll buy all your panties.
You gotta get somebody to, like, get people being like, hey, this is the girl to buy the panties from.
Yes. And so, way along the line, I started doing like a vacuum sealing. I would pack it up like an Etsy package, like with the little tissue paper, like everything. But so I started getting people like asking for photo sets, and it's like, okay, like, I don't have to talk, I can do a photo set.
Yeah.
And then it would be like little videos, and it's like, tell me exactly what you want me to do, so I'm not, so I don't spit out some awkward shit or I do something weird, and then it's gonna be like, we're burying that for eternity. Like, no one can see my awkwardness. And so with that, it just grew more and more, doing like custom videos, treating the camera like a person. And then all of a sudden it was like, okay, like, I should push myself. I should push myself to do like collabs with girls. And there was other girls on Reddit, and I did that for the first time, ABN 2020.
Now,
and
did you do that to push your girls or push yourself on like collaborators, whereas because it was something that you wanted to fuck these girls? You wanted to be like in that world, or is it only because of like a monetary situation, or was it just exciting?
It was exciting. It was like pushing myself socially, because it's like, I did not have friends for basically my whole damn life except for like kindergarten. And So it was like a social thing, a sexual thing as well, but it's like I knew I could make very good content. It's like the first thing I bought was a GH4 and like lighting, like little Rode mic, all that stuff. And so it's like I was excited. Like I get to create things. And it's like all the girls were like excited too. Mm-hmm. Like they were the kind of people that were legitimately like, I want to make good content. I don't care if it's a pain in the ass. I want to make it good. And you don't always find that, you know, in the mainstream side of things. Mm-hmm. But it's a very cool experience. And first time ever being at like a table with like, you know, more than one person. There was like five other girls. And it's like, I know how to talk to everybody like seamlessly. Like we have a common interest that I could just be like,
it's connection. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And that made me a lot more confident. Like, hey, like, you know, I can do this. It's like people like me. I can have friends and everything.
So, I love that. I feel like, yeah, in a sense, from what, you know, what I'm gathering, it's like it's kind of like kind of made you feel more comfortable in your own skin.
Absolutely.
To allow you to be the woman that you were truly meant to be. Because I feel, yeah, like, you know, we're all only the people that get in a way are in our way is our own selves. So, yeah, it's like, you know, like you said, you're like, oh, I'm awkward. I'm this, whatever. Well, I don't think you're awkward. I don't think you're any of those things. But I think that when you kind of don't know what path you're going and you kind of, mm-hmm, work out the awkwardness and you're like, oh wait, okay, now I found like my group of people, I, yeah, found my niche of things, like now let's go on.
Yeah, and, like, full, I feel, throttle, like I got this shit.
Yeah,
like kind of thing.
So, and from that process, being at that table, feeling really comfortable with these group of, mm-hmm, women who like allowing you to be the content creator that you want to be and kind of, yeah, seeing the future, like where did you, what direction did you go in at that point?
Well, at that point, I mean, it kind of blew my mind that they were like, oh my God, I look up to you. Like, your content's so good. And I'm like, wow.
Like, are you what? Like, who, me? Like,
yeah.
Because it's almost like, shocking at first when you first get the first feedback because it's, yeah, like, you're doing it yourself. Especially and you feel good.
In
but you
person
know.
From another content creator, too, yeah, that it's like, I mean, you're thank fantastic. You? Yeah. Like, holy shit. And it's like, I never thought I was inspiring anybody. Mm. And I was just kind of on my own little alone path. And like, sometimes I would just like, no, I would just like their stuff and they'd like my stuff and it was just kind of this like kind
it's
of
like
interacting
flirting,
not.
But like not, but you're like, I like it, but I,
yeah, yeah, yeah. And so like with that I'm like, okay, like this is fucking cool. And with that I knew that, so there was another meetup right after that.
Okay.
It was like a couple months after, but this meetup there was like 16 girls.
Okay.
And I was like, okay, if I can handle this, I can go into mainstream, like, I can do what I really want to do. And it was fantastic, like, everybody loved me. Like, this one girl that was, like, you know, like, pretty shy and awkward and stuff, and she was like, you're so outgoing, like, you're such an extrovert, and like, what?
Like, who, me?
Yeah, and it's like, and I don't know, I just had a conversation with her, and it's like, I know exactly what you mean. Like, it makes it feel like these people are, like a separate type of people, and it's like, I've worked so hard, so many nights, like just being awake at night being like, oh God, I said that awkward thing 5 years ago, nobody laughed, everyone was just silent, just like looking either away or at their phone or some shit, and like so it's like pushing yourself and do all those things. I almost feel like it's like a, like every interaction is like a social experiment to an extent, and be like, oh, I said that thing that didn't go over well, never saying that again in that context, okay.
For sure.
And just working it all through, it's like a lot of people, it comes a little bit more naturally to them. Mm. And it did not for me, but I think that's, I mean, overall it's been helpful because I feel like I've become more skilled at it than people that would be like, yeah, I'm fine.
Practice makes perfect.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I think, yeah, also too, saying like, you come from a background, maybe you didn't have a lot of friends, you didn't have a lot of these things, whatever,
no,
but it's also with that being said, you didn't have a way to test out maybe your jokes or like how things land or how things,
I mean,
like,
yeah,
you present yourself or whatever. But I think it's all like a learning and growing lesson that I think that there's no wrong way to do things. I,
mm-hmm,
think that it's just based off of like what works for you, and then you kind of feel and you kind of see what the synergy is of like how you make that better.
Yeah.
How you add on to those things that, you know, are doing these little like things. And that's what I think is fascinating about this business, is that you meet all kinds of different people, all different kinds of walks of life.
Absolutely.
And to find the synergy within every single person, that we're all just alike. We're,
mm-hmm,
all just trying to make it. We're all just trying to live our own authentic selves, if it's sexuality or what,
yeah,
we're bringing into like who we were wanting to be. Like, I feel like it all kind of comes full circle. And I feel like for myself included, which it seems for you too, is that,
mm-hmm,
the adult business kind of opened up those doors to being like, wow, like I was already this person, but it's making me become her even more.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Like, I feel like I'm like really living my life as like the self that I want to be.
So for, it's been, yeah, 2 years, which,
yeah,
is probably seems an eternity to you, but it's not that long of a time.
No.
So,
I mean, I had to take like a year off due to like contract issues with my last agency. So I'm like,
okay,
I'm just now getting back into it in April.
Do you want to talk about that a little bit? Or, and as far as what, did you sign with somebody and they kind of inhibit you to do other things, or what happened?
It was more of like a, oh, you can't shoot content with these people. And like, they're like, well, we're like working it out because, you know, you make these connections because of us. I'm like, okay, cool. You want money?
Mm.
Stop fucking calling me every 2 weeks and bitching about it.
Yeah.
Because it's like, dude, I don't care. I just don't want drama. And it's like, if that takes money, take my money.
Yeah.
But no, it was like, it was never, I don't even think was a legitimate issue. I think it was like an ego thing, like that, oh, this girl isn't doing
what we want to do. Are they like a legitimate agency, or is it something that you're like, okay, you, okay, we're not name dropping here, okay? So are you out of that contract now, or when are you being able to?
Once the lawsuit went through, okay, that it was served, then yeah, I was out with no money, no nothing.
So you currently can shoot with whoever you want now.
Yep.
Okay. So what direction are you pushing your like career into now? Like, are you?
I kind of want to show everybody what a good performer I am, because every time I'm on set and it's like, it's not like a boring scene where it's like, okay, you're going to have to tone it down today, Lily. It's just going to be like, you're this shy girl, whatever, and you're just getting fucked. I'm like, okay. But if it's like, I get to go fucking wild every time, directors, like everybody on set's like, you're like a fucking whirlwind. Jesus Christ. And it's like, you're doing good. And so it's like, at this point, I just want to have everybody see that.
Mm.
And because
I love that.
Yeah.
So what would you say that, you know, that makes you unique about you, that people are saying this repetitive thing about you that's like, oh, girl,
love sex so much. Like, every part of like any person, like a woman, a man, like anything, like I'll lick your sweaty feet, your ass, like your balls,
so
like
you're everything. Just down for anything.
Yes.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Have you always been that type of girl? Have you always
weirdly.
Been like,
I've always been like weirdly pervy. Okay. Like, being a little kid, I'd like help my stuffed animals, and I was just, yeah. And then like seeing porn and stuff and be like, ooh, there's like hentai. Oh my gosh, she's getting like fucked by tentacles. And then it's like, oh, this nasty fat old man's fucking her. I'm like, that's hot.
Wide variety of different fetishes. Okay, I see what you're putting down.
Yeah.
So who did you either maybe look up to, or maybe kind of look and kind of inspired, maybe how you kind of doing your business now, or career?
It's like, I haven't taken too much inspiration, because it's like, I heavily want to be my own person. But I mean, I did think that, I mean, like Adriana Chechik, great performer. I would like watch Sasha Grey, like she's a great performer. Yeah. Okay.
So you like more of the fetishy kind of like thing, hardcore, just really like take them down.
It's like, I get like such an endorphin rush from it. And it's like, nobody, I feel like not a lot of people can channel just like, just empty mind. Just be sex demon, go the fuck at it. Okay. And it's like, I did this whole group shoot thing, and there was like an orgy in it, and all the girls, you know, it's like, everyone's a good performer, but it's like at that moment, and all of these girls that it's like more of a following than me, like more traction than me, they're like, I want to be like you, Lily. What? And it's like,
how does that make you feel?
It makes me feel pretty fucking good. I want to share the whorishness with everybody.
Yeah.
It'd be like, let's do a scene together, and then I'll push you to be the best. But nice. It's like, I love that collaborative effort. It's like, I'll do the same thing with dudes, I'll do the same thing with girls. It'd be like, just elevate it.
Okay.
Yeah.
It sounds like you're in the right business, for sure. I think that, you know, one of those things for me is always, you know, I've been in the business for quite some time, and seeing girls when they're new, when they're in the middle of their career and things like that, of like, who really likes it, and who how do you stick out within the crowd? Because there's everybody who's pretty. There's everybody that has the things, but there's certain things that kind of stick out above the rest of like, and I feel like you can really tell, especially sometimes in group settings, you can see more of who really likes it and who doesn't.
Yeah.
Or who's doing it for the paycheck, or who's doing it just for the glam of it, or they're like, you know, the notoriety of what that brings.
Or even, you know, you like it, but like, it's not like you are, I don't know, kinky or just like anything.
Well, that's where
like,
it comes with, like,
because it'd be like more vanilla, like, okay, but there's like a million vanilla girls, and I'm like, I feel privileged to be to all this shit. I'm like, I stand out. Yes.
I stand out. Yes. So who have you worked with so far that has stand out to you? You get all these people that are telling you, oh, you're the standout star, whatever.
Yeah.
Who have kind of like blown you away that you're like, I could maybe take some things from this person?
As far as girls, unfortunately nobody, but for guys, I would say Vince Carter, Chris Diamond, you know, like Jax is a solid performer as well. Vince kind of blew me away. It's like, I like them European guys. They're not scared to be like, oh, this girl's gonna say something on Twitter. I can't be too rough. I'm like, I am asking you. I am pleading with you. I will sign any fucking thing you want.
Sign, seal, deliver.
Yeah. And it's like, I'm very communicative during the scenes because, like, I don't want a dude being like, oh, well, I hit her, but she
didn't say anything or whatever.
Yeah,
the and consent I'm like, aspect of it all.
Yeah, exactly. And so it's like, I try to really make people feel comfortable.
Is there anything that's off limits to you on set?
I mean, like, poop.
Okay.
But, like, you know, that's not legal to film anyway.
Yeah.
I mean,
like, but as far as, like, anything and maybe, like,
I say, like, prolapsing, because I don't want to be old and be, like, poop out my whole butthole every time.
But isn't prolapsing something more that it's, like, a you issue, not something that someone's making you do? Because is it, like, because it's a cause because there's too much anal or too many things like that?
I mean, there you can definitely make yourself prolapse, like, by, like, pushing very hard. You can, like, open your butt.
And people,
like,
ask push. For that?
Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. And it's like, I've been on set before, and I'm like, oh yeah, you prolapse, and I'm like, I don't want to wreck my ass.
That just doesn't sound sexy to me. I don't know. It just seems...
Yeah, I'd agree with that.
It's a little...
It's like around, like, the health, like, kind of aspect of, like, I don't know.
Is that good for you?
I don't think so. I really don't.
That's not safe. We like safety at all times. With the, you know...
Yeah, I feel the same thing with being, like, choked enough where I like legit pass out. Like, I feel like that's not good for your brain. Like, I'll get to the edge of that. Yes, and it was kind of not on set, okay. But just in my
personal life.
Yeah, it was like with my ex, and it was like, ooh, I'm all like shaking, like when I come to, and I'm like, I don't know if I like this. I don't know if that's healthy.
There's no oxygen to my brain. Help.
Yeah.
Describe something that's exciting in your life right now.
Ooh. I don't know. It's like I have more friends than I ever have in my entire life and ever thought I ever would.
Okay.
People actually like me, and they're like, wow, Lily, like you're such like a good friend. Like you're so like, I mean, at the same time, you can't please everybody. And some people are like, well, Lily doesn't like me. I was like, that's because you don't hold yourself accountable to your actions. And I don't play with mean people.
Okay.
It's like, I'll be nice, but like, no, dude. But okay,
so it's the friends aspect. So for you, I think like it's the validation of having friends and people like you in a sense where it's like that's not something that was familiar with you.
Yeah.
And
that it's like they like me as like my base, like just human nature. Mm. That they're just like, and growing up it'd be like, wow, you're a bitch, and like my mom would be like, you're a narcissist, and it's like, since the narcissist.
Okay. So we have some mommy trauma over here.
Oh, a little dad. Bit.
Okay.
Everything.
Mommy and daddy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Do you still... No, it's fucked. They like watch my porn and shit. It's, they're like, honey, we don't look at your face. It's fine. I'm like, that's not fine. That's some weird incest shit. Oh, it helps our sex life. It just means you do a good job, honey. Like,
your parents watch your porn to...
Yes. Yes.
For their own sexual pleasure?
And my mom felt so bad about it that she was like, honey, I need to tell you something. But she didn't start off with that. First, she starts off about, like, how my whole family is, like, doesn't actually like me. And then it's like, oh, yeah, I remember that pool party. You were just showing off in front of all those middle-aged men that are also related to you while you're just doing gymnastics in the backyard with your cousin. Because I'm like, I love kids. I'll just be like, fuck yeah, let's do a somersault. Let's do some cartwheels. Like, let's play Batman. Whatever the fuck.
Down for it.
Yeah, exactly. And so, like, with that, I'm like, okay, I'm not going to fucking be nice to those family members anymore. And then she, like, leads more into it. And then it's like, oh, you know, actually, we have your logins and everything for, like, your Reddit password, like, your Google Drive, like, everything. So my brother, you know, a few years prior, like, he started going to school for, like, cybersecurity classes. Okay. And he's like, oh, my God, Mom, Dad, I want good boy points. I know a way you can keep an eye on Lily. You can install a keylogger on her computer. And so, yeah, it's like awful fucking invasion of privacy and all that. It's like also...
Do you still speak with them after having that conversation?
I haven't spoke with them. I briefly spoke to them a little while after that. This was about 6 years ago now.
Okay.
And I was like, hey, like, I just wanted to let you know that made me feel really uncomfortable. Like, you know, just trying to get some kind of handle on like, hey, is there any way we can have some kind of closure on this? Anything. And it was like, what are you talking about, honey? Are you sleeping okay? Are you on drugs? And it's like,
so they try to turn around and on you.
Yeah. And it's like, dude, you've taken me to so many psychiatrists and shit and everything, being like, this bitch is crazy. It's not our parenting. She's just crazy. And it's like depression and anxiety. I'm not having delusions.
Yeah.
And
well, that's unfortunate you know what I mean? It's one of those things, again, we don't know how.
Made me a hell of a lot more independent.
The cards that we're dealt with, but it's how you deal with things, you know what I mean? So it's like, you know, it's very interesting topic of it because it's not something ideal, you know what I mean? And obviously our job isn't something that's ideal, but it's also something in the sense of where it's like you want to feel comfortable and like safe in a space that you're still expressing yourself and having the backing of your family, but not that kind of backing of your family. So I feel like, you know, there's definitely boundaries and stuff like that, and I feel like people don't understand like boundaries that also help in with family members, and like because it's to protecting yourself and your own mental health, where it's like maybe, you know, those traits could trickle onto you where you're like, you know, let me just step aside and just do me.
It's like,
for sure,
like how I think of it is like, okay, do I want the rest of my life to be like, to be like them, like taking it out on other people, like being shitty? And it's like, you know, do I want to hate the world? Do I want to just hate the world and then fucking die? No. It's like, I want to be nice. So like, more, I want it to be, like, I want to be the best person I can be. And it's like, fuck them. Like,
well, you definitely can do all those things. I think it's just, you know, putting your, you know, your foot forward into what you want and what that looks like for you. You know, I don't think anything is predestined for us.
Meds, like, since I got on antidepressants, I'm so fucking calm. I used to be, like, just in the car, like, oh, I don't know what's going to happen when I get there, but I have to think of every single possible conversation ever and then prepare myself.
Well, good for you. I'm proud that, you know, you're taking the steps of, like, taking the mental awareness, taking the awareness and the steps of getting you medication really if that's what you needed important, to do.
And especially in this industry, because it's...
For sure, because it could go...
Yeah.
With a story like that, you know, it could go really left, it could go really right, or it could be centered, you know what I mean? And so I think it's one of those things that people already automatically assume we have all these issues, which some people may. We all have issues. Not everybody's perfect, but it's how we deal with it.
Yes.
And how we like continue going on and making ourselves a better person to be the person that we really truly want to be and show up.
Yeah.
So I commend you for, you know, taking a stand and speaking about that. I appreciate you being honest. Yeah. With, you know, that it's not.
Everybody got their little fucked up shit. And it's like, it's about like what you do with it. Yeah.
Very true.
And it's like, do I want to take it out on other people? And it's like, oh, am I negatively affecting people? Fuck, that's not okay, man. Maybe I should do something about that. Read a self-help book, like go to therapy, like, you know, just do something. Like, Google, what the fuck do I do with myself? I'm doing these things.
For
like,
sure.
Yeah.
Well, with all this crazy lifestyle that you decided to jump into, doing, you know, everything from doing porn now and, like, you know, just being definitely out there, you seem like you're just kind of like, take me as I am.
Yeah.
How is dating life? Is dating life hard? Are you dating?
I mean, it's been good. My boyfriend's also in the industry.
Okay.
He's a primal fetish, Michael Masters. Okay. People like to talk shit about him on Twitter that, oh, he's mean or whatever. And, like, at the same time, I've been on set behind the camera dealing with some of these girls, and it's like, this is a job.
You're is that like his persona really to be mean, or is where does he get the mean, it's, like, just from people working with him?
Yes. Okay. It's because it's a very dialogue heavy day. Mm-hmm. And it's like not a ton of sex, but it's a lot of acting and everything. And some of these girls, they show up on set and they're like, oh, it's fun time. Like, and it's like
not taking it serious.
Please just focus. I'm like, and at this point in time, like, before having to deal with that, I'm like, I could be a director, I could do things. Mm-hmm. And then, like, after seeing some of those girls, I'm like, I don't know how you had the patience. I slap a bitch. Oh my God. Like, girl, you realize you're getting 2,400, not getting anything in the ass, and it's a fucking one guy fucking you. I'm like, and then the same people are like, oh, like, you think it'd be cool if, like, he paid for, like, me for, like, an Uber to go out to a bar. I'm like, you have a 9 a.m. call time tomorrow, sweetie, please.
What do you mean? Like, before they even go to set, they were asking for him to pay for an Uber?
Yes.
I don't understand.
So it was he usually books, like, multi-day shoots because it's in Vegas. And it's like, okay, I'm having the girl fly out most of the time.
Got it.
And it's like, he has a model house and everything, so don't have to be, like, up in our space. So I've had girls, like, steal makeup brushes and shit. And I'm just like, I want people
petty,
in my space.
Petty sex, petty girls.
Yeah. And I'm like, just be chill. Like, everybody, I don't know, is living their life. But so dating him's been fucking fantastic. It's like, he's like,
go out. Is this something very new? Is it something you've been in for a while?
About like a year and a half or so. Okay.
So pretty much, like, your whole career an adult.
Yeah.
So he's all for it. There's no, like...
Oh, he loves it. He's like, go be a little whore. And I was like, I want you to fuck everybody. I want you to do your best. You're gonna be the top porn star. I'm like, damn right I am, daddy. Fuck yeah.
Okay.
It's so supportive. And I'm like, I tell him, I'm like, please give me positive reinforcement every little thing I do, because I did not get that growing up. And he's like, you did a really great job today. I'm like,
that's amazing. I mean, especially asking for what you need, and actually having a partner deliver those things, I think is very important, because it's like, some people, we don't even know what we want, you know? And so it's like, especially in something, again, like we talk about this business, it's a lot of like heavy emotion sometimes, even though we have fun doing it, the aftermath of certain things that people put on us is sometimes that you're going to be like, hey, like that's your thing, not my thing.
I got so,
like,
decompressed the shame. Sometimes.
So it's like, it's good to have that like reset to be like, you know what? You're fucking awesome. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, you went out there, you looked hot, you did all these things. Like, that's just a good feeling to come home to be like, you know what? I got dick, I got pussy, I got it all.
Yeah.
And I'm still gonna fuck you.
Yeah. No, like, plus someone that understands too, it's like, sometimes I'm overwhelmed by the world. Mm. And I'm just like, I put so much energy into the set and just like the sex, the talking to people, the being like on time, like on top of all my shit. And then it's like, I'll go home and be like, either one, leave me alone because everything is too much right now. And he's like, just tell me, just like, just let me know and I'll let you do your thing. And I'm like, thank you so much for not being like offended. It's like, he's older too. He's like, you know, he turns 50 in November. Okay. So it's like, he's a little more chill. Okay. And it's like, which I appreciate.
So it works for you.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Do you guys do threesomes? You shoot together?
We definitely shoot together. You know, I met him, like he hired me for a shoot. And
you just never left.
I mean, I left and went back home and stuff, but like, yeah, basically. Okay. And it's like, I didn't immediately think of dating him. I was just like, oh, this guy's fucking cool. Like, was he actually gives a shit.
Was the dick made it more like promising, or was it the person behind the dick?
Definitely the person.
Okay.
And it's like, I mean, the dick is good. Like, don't get me wrong. It's
but sometimes not like, we get stuck because dick is so good that we like see the, we don't get to see all the other things where it's like a bonus, where it's like, one has to open the door and crack it, you know, which one did?
No, it was like his passion for working. And it's like, I think that's why like some girls think that like he's aggressive because he's like, all right, we're gonna get this shot and we're gonna do this thing. I'm like, all right, okay, you stand over there. And then it's like, and like, I do that shit with my own content. I get excited. I'm like, I visualize what's gonna happen and like the end product, and I'm like, I'm fucking here for it. Like, if I was a dude, I'd probably seem intimidating when I'm working.
Yeah.
Like, behind the camera.
Okay.
It's like, in front of the camera, I'm just like, do-do-do. But like, behind it, I'm like, this light needs to go over here. This shit, I'm like,
bit of a control freak. Okay.
Yes.
You just like the wings. I like things
to be good. I will absolutely, you know, collaborate, because it's like, we actually weirdly get along well together if we're both like on set. And it's like, he'll be director and I'll be like fucking around with lighting or something, or just like helping out. And it's like, I love that he listens. And he's not just like, oh, shush, you almost 26-year-old little girl. I'm 50 and I know everything. He's like, oh, you know what? You're right. And like, ever since like I started dating him, and it's like, all my solo videos, perfect fucking lighting. It's like, I taught myself Premiere, like audition, like, you know, take the little background noise out. Like, I would just Google everything and try to make it as best as I could. Nice. So me like showing him more and more things and be like, she kind of shucks. Like,
do better.
Yeah, like, you can do better,
but
man.
I think it's good. It's constructive criticism. Yes. You know what I mean? So I think it's like, if somebody were to like take it personal, then you'd be like, look, it's not on you, but this is how I want me to do things. So I think it's cool to like, again, the communication is just like being really fluid and just being like, look.
Then he teaches me angles. Like, I'm good with lighting, but like, he's on it with the angles. So it's like, I love this, like, I've never worked with someone and not just like exploded on them.
Sounds like it's working. It sounds like it's working great.
Yeah.
What would you say is your biggest pet peeve?
I would say people just willfully not wanting to give a fuck about themselves.
Okay.
Or like how they treat other people.
Okay.
I'm like, I can't stand that. I'm like, nobody's just fucked. Nobody's just like this broken piece of shit that's just gonna treat people like trash. Like, you can do something about it.
Okay.
Like, please. Please, no one can make you, but please.
Got it. Who would you say was your first celebrity crush?
I don't know.
Who were you, like, you know, secretly lusting after? Maybe, like,
I mean, definitely
a little diddle sometimes here and there. It could be female, male.
Like, definitely as a kid, it was, like, more, like, female, because it was like, ooh, they're pretty. God, I'm, like, trying to think. I don't know.
Okay.
There's Mary-Kate and Ashley, Angelina Jolie.
Would you do both the twins at one time?
I mean,
or would you want to take them separate?
I mean, it was more of a wholesome crush. I mean,
but now that the wholesome crush is over,
now that that's over, I would say, who's that guy in the Witcher that like he like builds PCs and shit, but he's stupid fucking handsome. He's the dude that does Superman, or used to
Henry.
I'm like, yes, that fucking guy.
That's way over my
head. That fucking guy. And I'm like, I built my first PC when I was like 15, and I'm like, oh, he's not just pretty face. He can put together Legos too, which is, I mean, it's not that hard, but still.
Hey, whatever works. Whatever works. If you could instantly attain one skill, what would it be? It could be anything.
I don't know.
It could be anything from maybe listening to somebody's inner thoughts, flying, teleporting.
Oh, so not even like legit.
Yeah, it could be anything you want.
Ooh.
This is our fantasy and we're living in it.
I would say warp to wherever I want to go.
Okay.
Because fuck transportation, fuck traffic. And it's like, I just want to show up.
Yeah, you just want to like wiggle your nose and be like, yeah, hey, I'm there.
Because like hearing people's thoughts, I feel like that's not always their genuine self. And I'm like, sometimes they just get in a bad mood and they're like, fuck that bitch. But then they're like, you know what?
Fuck her, but I really love her.
Yeah, exactly.
I was just having a bad day and I didn't know why I was thinking about these things.
And if I was aware of that, I'd be like, it's kind of mean, man. Like, I don't know. I don't know if I'm going to be nice now. Like, I'll just not be your friend, okay?
What makes you smile?
Ooh, making other people happy. Abso-fucking-lutely. But at the same time, I don't know, just being outside in the outdoors. I grew up in the country, like, in a very, like, rural area. Like, we had 20 acres on the river and all of that. So it's just, like, wind blowing, like, in the grass, like...
Being one with nature.
Yeah. Definitely makes me smile.
Craziest fan or celebrity interaction. Have you had any?
Not particularly. Oh, I would say I had this Uber driver, but this was back when I was on Reddit.
Okay.
And, like, he drove me to the mall because I was like, okay, I have a flight back, but it's not for a few hours. Like, I'll just fuck around in the mall.
Kill some time, yeah.
Yeah. And so I'm, like, sitting there just chilling, like, on my phone. And then it's, like, he like, comes over. Like, he shows up at the mall in this little seating area.
After he picked you, or after he dropped you off.
Okay. Yeah. And then he's like, ooh, I know who you are. You want to make out? Like, you want to fuck? I'm like, no.
That was
sir, creepy. I'm glad you're coming to me in a public area and not your car. But like, what the fuck? But yeah, that was the creepiest, weirdest interaction I've ever had.
Definitely a little creepy. A little creepy.
I'm glad nothing worse has happened.
All right.
Yeah.
What is the best advice that you've ever gotten?
Keep trying. I don't know.
Okay.
Because, like, people would tell me, just be yourself. But it's, like, if you're any sort of, like, neurodivergent, it's, like, what the fuck does that mean? Society doesn't like my base level of self. Like.
Okay, but you make them like it. That's the thing. Yes. It's, like, fuck what society says. You make your own way, baby girl.
I mean, yes, and it's any acceptable thing that society likes. That it's, like.
But whose validation do you need? That's the thing is,
it's not about validation. It's about making other people happy and comfortable. And if I'm not making people comfortable with like,
but if that takes away from making yourself happy and comfortable, then what really society that you want to be in?
Well, the life of an autistic person is a little difficult. Yeah.
But I feel like, again, we make it what we want it to do. I feel like, again, there's probably something that you're hyper aware of certain things. Yeah. And maybe being like, you know, I feel like you're also kind of, I wouldn't say hyper emotional, but you can see like that you're very like empath, where it's like you feel, when you feel things, you feel them.
Yes.
So it's like, I think that maybe you're a little bit too sensitive on how other people think. Where for me, it's like,
yes,
I just have to make myself happy and be aware. And I can obviously like, you want to do it within realm of like not hurting someone's feelings and being true to yourself. But
I mean, at the same time, if someone's fucking me over, I can just be.
Yeah.
This.
That's what I say. It's like, so if you make yourself happy, then fuck everybody else. You know what I mean? You gotta make yourself happy first. I think I'm a big believer in loving yourself first. The same thing is how they make the whole thing of like, you know, if a plane's going down, you put the oxygen mask on yourself first and then you save somebody else. But you can't save anybody if you don't save yourself first.
Yeah. No, I completely agree with that. It's like, as someone that's like diagnosed like on the spectrum, it's like you have to be okay first. And then it's like, then you have the energy to mask. And like masking is like, all this people interaction that it's like everybody just does like flawlessly, and it's not like, oh wait, like I say this thing and that, it's like driving like a manual car versus like automatic.
Okay.
It's like you do it enough, it becomes kind
what's of your routine or whatever it is. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
So being that, you know, diagnosed being on the, you know, borderline on the spectrum,
yeah.
How has that been a challenge in integrating into this adult, you know, world? Has it been challenging or is it, you know?
Because I did so much work with my own self, mm-hmm. and like with my
personal work.
Yeah. And it's like interacting with other people and trying to figure that out desperately. Like that was my number one goal, that it's like, I am going to be able to integrate with society and like people will like me. Like I will be able to communicate efficiently and not just like cry because everybody takes everything I say the wrong way.
Yeah.
And it's like, I mean, like even, you know, like at home, like with my boyfriend, like he's had to get used to like some of the things, because if I'm around someone 24/7, the little things leak through. Like one of it is like you say something, but you say it very flat, like in like a tone that like they might think that it's like, oh, this was like aggressive or sarcastic. Whatever,
yeah.
And it's like, I just wasn't making myself do the thing.
Okay.
And so it's odd. It's like I've picked up little things like throughout growing up, that it's like, okay, I would see somebody like make like, oh, that must really hurt, and it's like, I should do that with someone. Oh, okay. That's great. It
so makes like
it
seem the like I empathize. Emotion of something,
expressing,
okay,
the expression emotion.
Of the emotion, okay,
yeah, because it's like I feel it, but I feel it like in here and it doesn't come out.
Okay.
And then it makes it seem like I'm this weird that. robot.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, I can understand that. That's I mean, I definitely think it's a learning thing, especially from what you said your background is too, is maybe not having as much emotion shown to you in other than derogatory or like mean ways. Is you don't know how to do the compassion side of like seeing that, whatever.
No, absolutely.
That's interesting. I feel like a lot of more people should speak on that, because I feel like it's a topic that people don't really like to kind of shy away because they don't know how to deal with it. But I think that the more awareness that we bring upon it, and like, you know, it's just, I mean, you're a normal, regular person. You just don't know how to express emotions on certain things, but you've learned it. You took a really big, you know, thing, like you said, even the personal work, taking the time to really be like, I know that I don't maybe not have these things, but I know I can if I do these things to make that happen, make an effort to happen.
Yeah. And it's like, I've been really just like sad and miserable like throughout my life. And it's like, I mean, I'm not anymore, but at the same time, it's like, if I can do anything to help people, like in a way that isn't just like, I'm just giving all of myself to everybody, but like, you know, in a healthy way, and I can just
not people pleasing, but making the sense of like making it aware.
Making people comfortable, like making people be like, you know what? I had a good day today.
Yeah.
And kind of thing. And it's like, I wanted to learn how to do that. And it's like, I want to make people feel comfortable, because people never gave a fuck to make me feel comfortable.
I think that's so, really commendable to do, to like, you know, put yourself out there, you know, and at least you need to tell your diagnosis, to talk about your struggles. I think that people forget that, you know, when you have such a, you know, a fame or these things that happen, or that there wasn't struggles, where it's like, there is, you know, you got to start from the bottom to go, you know, get anywhere.
Absolutely.
So it's like, I think it's, you know, really commendable to yourself to like speak about, you know, your accomplishments of where you, how far you've come, and like kind of bringing into this, where I think that, and it's crazy as it sounds, but like the sex industry kind of like brought those things out even more, because maybe that's how you identified, maybe like how your inner self was of like, and that was the basis, but then you like kind of work around the all the other things to make it
also like seeing other people in the industry that it's just like, oh yeah, like you're autistic, like I see it, like, and
being accepted,
being socially accepted, and just being like, man, don't you hate when people take things the wrong way, or like just like stupid ass shit, or like, oh, like remember like when you first found out about it and you thought you were just like, wow, I guess I'm just like, what, like disabled or something, like you feel this sadness because you know it's like, it's something that you can't change, you can only kind of like have the coping mechanisms for it. At the same time too though it's really cool because you have intense special interests, and then you learn all the things. It's like ADHD kind of has like the same kind of thing. It's usually like a comorbid sort of disorder. My first special interest is horses. I had textbooks. It's like horse breeding, horse genetics, horse training. It's like horse every fucking possible thing. I would just like read through textbooks and shit, and I would do the same thing with like the video editing and all that. I'm just like, oh, I want to make it good.
Yeah.
It's so exciting. It's so fulfilling.
Yeah.
And so at the same time, there's pros and cons, and
you
know, pros and cons with everything in life.
Facts.
Yeah.
So with all that being said, which personal accomplishment are you most proud of?
I would say even just being able to be here today and being able to be relaxed, being able to just talk, you know, express myself in a way that I think is accurate to myself. And I used to cry myself asleep at night and just be like, I'm going to be like the female version of the dude that just eats chips and plays World of Warcraft in his mom's basement. And it's like, oh, fuck all these normies because they're having such an easier time in life. And instead of that, I was like, you know what? What can I do to make it so that's not my reality? And so
I appreciate you for coming. I appreciate your honesty and being open and talking about things. We appreciate you on Private Talk. I think that the more, again, like about the awareness and keeping, you know, all those things where it's like you're just a person. We put our pants on every single day like each other. For me, it's about respect. It's how you, you know, show up as, you know, who you are in the world and how those things. But it's like, again, you show your true identity with just being yourself and letting go and just letting it ride.
Yeah.
Let it ride. If you could change jobs, would you?
No.
Okay.
Like, absolutely not. I'm living
hard
it.
Hard no. Okay. Was there anything else you ever wanted to be?
I mean,
not that you grow up and be like, hey, I want to be like a content creator.
When I was a kid, I was like, oh, like, I could be like a veterinarian. And then I discovered, veterinarian, you know, you just put down dogs and cats people can't afford to do medical treatment on. And it's just like,
The pros and cons things of everything, right?
I'm like, I couldn't handle that. I don't think.
Have you ever taken a souvenir home from a sexual escapade?
I have not.
Okay.
I'm like...
Has anybody taken anything of yours that you maybe thought was missing when you're like, wait, what?
I think I had an ex take panties one time.
Okay.
But, yeah.
You're like, those, I charge for those. Give those back. Miss Panty Salesman. Yeah. Look at your stock, girl. Do you, or have you, looked through a partner's phone?
Have I? I have briefly.
Okay.
But like also kind of just in a way that's like, ooh, let's do a little scroll.
Okay.
And it's like, but at the same time, it would be like they have access to my phone too. Okay. So it's like,
open-ended.
If we have this mutual trust, but like, I've literally done that maybe like 2 times in my life.
Okay.
I'm like, I think because my parents like just put pride into my privacy so fucking much. That it's like, I don't want to do that
to somebody else.
People. Yeah. It's like, I don't want to set that precedence that it's like, that's okay.
I'm so that. One subscription that you cannot live without.
Subscription.
It can be anything from Crunchyroll, iTunes, Netflix. What's Crunchyroll?
It's anime.
Oh, okay. It's like, it's a subscription-based thing?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, kind of like Netflix, but it's like,
okay.
And kind of like Funimation, but it has a lot more anime. It has the stuff that's like been just released in Japan. So it's like,
is it
it's only
like
subtitles.
PG things or is it sexual?
Oh, you can, it's everything.
Everything.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, yeah, I think most of the time they censor out like nips and stuff, but it's like, because usually they'll be like, oh, this is only on DVD. Buy our DVD. Mm. So
who even buys DVDs anymore?
People who want to see digital. Hentai titties.
You're like, I have quite the DVD collection. What is your favorite way to receive affection?
Ooh. Huh. I think maybe just somebody like, I love when people put their weight on me. Like just like a weighted blanket.
Okay.
And I'm like, I love me some of that, some touch.
I feel like for me, I think it's like words of affirmation first.
Yes.
And then I think it's physical touch.
Yes.
I agree feel with that. Like, I'm like, I feel like I can read you to the thing where it's like, especially with the things of, like you said, the things that we didn't receive when we were kids or whatever, where it's like you kind of need that validation of the words from your partner, friend's base or whatever that is. Mm-hmm. How do you give affection? What is your way of showing affection to your partner?
I mean, like, definitely telling them.
So words of affirmation.
Trying to show them, like, you know, I'm very generous with my money. I mean, like, he has money, too, at the same time. But
she likes to spoil. So you're more of, like, acts of service.
Yeah.
And, like, gift giving.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let's see. What social media platform do you use the most?
Probably Twitter at this point.
Okay. Describe your first sexual experience.
Ooh. Okay. So
saw the spark light back in her eyes. This is gonna be a good one.
All right. So I was a very horny preteen, literally since age 10, and watching porn. I'm like, I need to prepare myself for sex. Like, I need to make sure, like, you know, I'm gonna be good at it. Like, I'm gonna do
you're
good.
Like taking notes, and you're like,
yeah,
I'm shake like, it.
I'm gonna
insert it,
uh-huh.
Do it,
yeah,
lick it,
and I'm like, I'm gonna stretch out my orifices, make sure you can accommodate.
Oh, we're stretching, okay.
A penis.
How are you stretching?
My fingers, okay. like little pens or something. Or
pens?
Like anything, like a like a fucking marker, like a brush.
I like how you're acting like this is normal.
Yeah.
What happened to us?
It's cut off because it said there's no room on the card.
Well, cut off because I was talking about being underage.
They're like, censor. Such a great story. Man.
I hit my vape like while we're taking this pause.
Are you good so far? Everything good?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, perfect.
I'm having the time. This is my first podcast.
Like, oh, really?
I'm so excited.
Ooh, I'm popping your cherry.
Uh-huh. Your vape is so pretty.
Oh, thank you.
It's like cotton candy.
It is cotton candy.
Oh. She smelled it.
All right.
Hey, snap that bug. And you can smoke during the thing. You're fine.
I can?
Yeah. You're fine.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's like when you said that.
The building
before,
police
like,
aren't going to come get me. They can like, no vaping here, ma'am.
They can take me. They can take me. I'll be arrested for you.
No, I wouldn't let them.
Look, she likes me already, guys.
Yeah.
All right, back to your story. I was very invested. Okay, yes.
Okay, so I was very pervy, and I was like, immediately, I was like, okay, I'm going to prepare myself for sex. I'm going to stretch myself out and all that. I'm going to accommodate a dick. And so, like, I was in middle school at the time. Like, I skipped a grade. I skipped second grade. And so I was like, at 10... I was just very chubby, very awkward. It's like, no one was like, ew, I'm not gonna do anything with that girl. What the fuck? 11.
You're fucking 10.
I kind of had a little bit of a glow up. I started my period at 11. You know, it's like, I'm like, yeah, like I'm losing a little weight. Like, you know, I'm like, I'm kind of pretty. Like, okay. And that I had my first ever boyfriend, but he was a good Christian boy. And he was like, we can't do anything. That is a sin.
Yeah, at 11, you should not.
I was oddly self-aware. Like, I would not recommend every 11-year-old to go out and have sex.
This is your story. We're living weird. In it. We're living like, in it. We're rocking with it.
Yeah, and so I'm like, I had enough of these dudes being, like, way too, like, dudes my age being like, oh, like, I don't
too
know.
Too timid.
Like, too timid, and it just frustrated the shit out of me. I'm like, okay,
I need
well,
a
you
man.
Know what? Yeah, and so I had a laptop. I had internet access. So my great idea at 12 was like, I'm going to make an OkCupid profile. I'm going to say that I'm 18, but I'm going to tell the people, like, I'm 14, because 14 sounded mature.
Oh, okay.
And so, I mean, like, so I found mature. This, like, 19-year-old kid, and I snuck out, like, I walked down our, like, mile-long fucking driveway, like, in the dark, and, it's like, yeah, he met me in his car and everything. I mean, it was a nice time. It's like, looking back, I'm like, maybe that wasn't great for, like, a 19-year-old to be like, oh, yeah, 14-year-old, so mature, and, like, all that shit. But at the same
but
time...
But you weren't even 14. You were 12.
I was 12. I had boobies, like, you know.
So it appeared to be that way. Okay.
Yeah.
So it was basically, like... kind of a one-night stand, but not because it was, like, it's, like, the juvenile part of it. It's, like, an AOL. Like, I don't know how old you are. How old are you?
25. I turned 26.
Okay, so you definitely don't know what the AOL is.
I mean, I know what AOL is. Like, AOL. Like
I definitely aged myself with the guests that I have here. That I made the mistake of being like, oh, what posters did you have on your wall? Like, posters? Who the fuck has that? I'm like, oh, fine.
I had horse
your
posters.
Wallpaper on your fucking phone. I don't really know. But, okay, so...
yeah, so... It's like, it was a good time. He had an oddly big dick. I didn't think it was big at the time because I only watched porn.
Did he have a condom?
I don't think he did. And I kind of panicked for a while after. Like, am I going to get pregnant? He didn't come in my pussy, but am I going to get pregnant?
But like, how do you know at that age? Because, you know, pre-cum's a thing.
I mean, true. Yeah.
You know?
I mean, like, I was just
there's
like.
A lot of variables.
Yeah.
All right. Lucky. So you fucked the strange 19-year-old in the front of your driveway that was a mile long.
Yes.
Did you do, it's basically like the walk of shame and going backwards. Were you like happy?
I mean,
were you
I was
skipping?
So happy.
Were
yeah.
you skipping? Like, yeah.
yeah
did I you was, get off? Did you like it?
Yes.
Did you think it was awkward?
I mean, it was, like, a little painful.
But how do you know how to come at
penis
that time?
Did,
Like, because at that time, like, you know...
I was already masturbating.
Okay, well, then that makes sense. Because it's, like, when you have sex, you know, at first, you know, the first time, I think it's, like, awkward. You're, like, oh, is this right? Does this feel good? Does this, like, whatever? Because then you get overstimulated, and then you don't know, and then things are happening down there, and then he abrupts, and then
you just the whole thing. And it's, like, we only had sex for, maybe, like, a minute or something, because I'm, like, oh, it's kind of
what you we know. We don't want no minute man.
No, I mean, like, I sucked his dick afterwards, because I was, like... Well,
it was the right thing to do.
Yeah, it's the right thing to do. It's very polite, you know, it's good.
Clean it off.
He drove all the way over there, you know. It's a good thing to do. And after that, I was like, oh man, like what if I get caught? Like I probably shouldn't do this again for a while. And I did again at 13.
Did he hit you up anymore, or did it just like,
I think he did, but like we could never like figure out scheduling because like I would only know that my parents would be sleeping like at like a certain like, because like sometimes it'd be
like,
I feel
like so wrong listening to this 12-year-old story.
It's a little fucked up.
But yeah, we know.
I feel like mentally, weirdly, I was in the same place as I am now. I'm like, these dudes don't give a fuck about me getting that dick, though.
I get it.
I mean, like, it. At the same time, it's, like, a good escapism. Like, I feel like always throughout my life, like, sex has been, like, oh, yeah, like, good feels.
Okay.
And it's, like, you know, my siblings, like, my brother would, like, he was into, like, pain pills and stuff. And so he kind of took the drug route. I took the, like, sex
route.
Sex. Like, yeah. And it's, like,
do you feel like you have a sex addiction?
I don't think so, because I haven't put myself in, like, fucked up situations.
Okay.
So,
but does that really mean that's...
I feel like that's the cutoff. I don't know.
I feel like for me, I don't know if it's, like, the dangerous situation. I think it's, like, the plethora of, like, the many amount of times that we're, like, you need it. Like, it's, like, a fiending type of situation. It's, like, you're doing it so much that maybe it's, like, you can't function on other things, or you're doing, like, those things. I don't necessarily think bad situations when I think of that.
Because it's, like, the more I shoot, yes, the more that I want sex. Because I'm, like, sex. Oh, my God, I want more sex.
Yeah.
And but if I'm, like, just chilling and I'm, like, I need to take a break and I'm, like, I don't have sex for a while, I'm, like, I don't want to have sex. Like,
okay,
I just, like, weirdly, like, if I, like, shut that part down and I'm, like, feeling, like, just overstimulated overall and, like, just want to curl into a ball and just do nothing.
So you know when to cut it off and when to not, to, like, overput or to push it more.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, not saying it's great, but it was your story, whatever the first experience, but I think that it's definitely telling of, like, the naiveness of, like, how we integrate ourselves into sex, the first sexual experiences, right? Yeah. So it's like, oh, like, this is, like, I hopped on it, and it happened in 1 minute, and then, like, I thought I was supposed to suck it, so I did it, and then we just, here we're here, and I went back to the driveway, and I'm skipping all the way down the driveway.
Yeah.
So we do it again. Hey, I love it. I'm here for it. I rock with it.
Yeah.
Let's see. Spit or swallow?
Swallow. Unless it's like yellow, it has blood in it, like some weird ass shit. And then I'm like, maybe that's not healthy for me to ingest.
Okay, well, that being said, craziest bodily fluid that has ever been on you?
On me?
Yeah.
I mean, I do anal scene, so poop.
Okay, like, so poop's been on you.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, like, sometimes you'll do a, like, a multi-girl thing, and it's, like, there's some anal involved, and, like, that girl didn't clean out good.
Shit happens.
Yep.
Sexting or FaceTime?
FaceTime. Yes.
Ever fucked in a parent's or friend's bed?
In a friend's bed, yes. Parent's bed, no.
Okay.
Ew.
You.
Yeah.
All right. Now, time to my favorite part, Truth with Texas. We're going to get a little bit more spicier, a little bit more intimate. We're going to do kinky, spicy, naughty, and romantic. Are you ready?
I'm so fucking ready.
Let's do it. All right. Let's do kinky, because I feel like you're a kinky girl.
Yes.
Do you have any fetishes?
Yes.
What are your fetishes?
I'd say I really like feet. I really like...
love feet.
It's like, I didn't know how much I liked feet until I was in porn, and it's like I had the first dude like suck my toes, and then it's like, okay, it feels really good on me, and then like doing it on other people, I'm like, I just love feet. What the fuck? It's like, step on my face, put your toes in my mouth, slap me with your foot, put your foot up my ass, like crazy shit.
Okay.
And love it. I love how people smell, like sweaty people. As long as they're not like eating McDonald's 24/7, then I'm like, dude, you smell like an old McDonald's fryer. Like, what the fuck? but besides that, yeah, sweaty people.
Okay.
I'd say, I don't know, it's like what is a fetish? I guess just a preference. Like, I don't know, I like really big, muscular men. Okay. Like, though I kinda like every kind of man. Okay. Same thing with women. Like, I have very low standards looks wise. If you have a shit personality, though, I probably won't fuck you.
Probably, but not off the table.
Not off the table, you know, but it's like, I'd consider not. And what else? I really like pain. Like, I'm definitely a masochist, but it's like, certain pain.
Like, spanking pain, or like...
I like spanking, like choking, I like pressure. Okay. I definitely like electrocution. Okay. And I'm like...
That's different.
I've been like... playing more into that. Like, they have like these little bullshit pink tasers on Amazon. I love that shit. It feels like a hard bite.
Where do you put this taser?
Here, anywhere.
Oh, okay.
And, like, it feels like a hard bite, but it doesn't leave the marks as a bite would.
Okay.
Like, sometimes you'll have little burn marks. So it's
like the sting
marks.
Of, like, the yeah. jolt of the initial yes. shock, but not the, like...
Yeah, and okay, I'm like, okay, I do okay. scenes all the time. I can't have someone just, like...
Okay. Okay. Yeah. I never thought about that, but that's clever. It's yeah. very, you know, it's, yeah. again, it's giving you what you want without uh-huh. leaving the mark, so you can keep doing work.
No, it's like it's a good endorphin or anything rush. On yourself. I feel like it's like a healthy way to just, like, I don't know, like, deal with shit. Mm-hmm. And it's like, you know, like, I used to self harm when I was a kid, and okay. it's like, I mean, I don't anymore, obviously, but like it. I feel like it's almost like a healthier way to, like, have that, like, endorphin rush of, like, the pain, that it's like, okay, like, limit yourself to, like, okay, like, just do it during sex, but don't make it like you're getting punished, like, oh, I hate myself, so I'm gonna have someone beat me up. Like, I think that's a little fucked up. Okay. But it's like, even if you're happy, good vibes and shit, and it's like, let's go intense. I want that intensity.
Okay.
And so then I get that rush from
you're
that.
You're looking for that rush, girl.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. What's the most number of times you've had sex in one day?
I don't know. Maybe like 5 times.
Okay.
Yeah.
Have you ever been too kinky for a partner?
Absolutely.
What yes. was the kink that was like, girl, I just can't?
No, just like choking, the slapping, okay. like pulling hair.
And or they're just like, I can't do it anymore.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
What's your favorite time of day to have sex?
Definitely afternoon or evening. Sometimes in the morning, I'm just like, this is gonna take me forever to come. Like, we can do it. I'm just like, I just need to, like,
take me a while.
It's gonna take me a while.
All right. Honesty is key. I love it. Spicy questions. Worst hookup story.
You know, I don't think I really have any, because it's like,
because you're a wild stallion and you're like, hey, it's not gonna be bad, I'm gonna fucking make this great.
Well, that, but also for like 6 years before porn, it's like I was in a relationship and the dude was like, you're not fucking other dudes, like, kind of thing. And so I'm like, boring. I'll be good girl,
boring.
I only cheated 3 times in 6 years. I think that's pretty good.
Did he ever catch you cheating?
He never caught me, but I like told him about it and he was like, I knew it. And I'm like, well,
you told him after or during?
After. Okay. And I'm like, well, dude, like, you never want to have sex. You make me feel like some like sex fiend for like wanting to have that connection and wanting to have sex. And
that
I'm
just, like, means you're with the wrong partner. I always yes. feel like that's something, like, when we feel like when things yes. happen and we look back, it's
I
like
I think he was a solid guy. Like, it just was not the right fit.
And the thing is, like, it's like that's very male true. It's like, it's you're everyone's a good person to a point, right? And yeah. it's like, but some people just don't work out with each other. I think sometimes we yeah. settle, especially early on, and it's because yeah. we think that we won't find this partner, but it's like once we start exploring and learning ourselves, we're like, and then you find a partner that matches all the things, yeah. you're like, this well, is actually, so easy. They're like, this is like, I thought I'd never find this, but
yeah.
there is what somebody for you. That's why people, when they're like, when you're too much for someone, you're just too much for that person.
Yes.
But there's someone out there that will love you too much.
Yeah. You don't have to tame yourself.
No taming.
Yeah.
Dirty talk. Do you like it?
Yes.
Can you give us an example of your dirty talk?
Not on the spot. I'm like,
if Miss Texas's big fat ass was in front of your face and I was about to like sit on your face and, you know, do all God. The things, what would you tell me?
I don't know. Like, sit that fat ass on my face. I want to lick your sweaty asshole.
Hey,
it's like suffocate me. I want to die by that ass.
Yay, baby. I like it. See, look, you can do it on the spot. Have you ever stayed in a relationship for sex? The sex was so good that you just had to stay a little longer.
Unfortunately, not. Okay. Well, like, fortunately and unfortunately. But,
yeah. Who are your top porn stars? Do you have any?
Like, top...
that you maybe watched or that you like, maybe you want to work with, or that you have worked with that you really like to work with?
I mean, definitely Adriana. It sucks about her back. But I know she wants to get, like, back into it to an extent, like, with content and stuff. And I would love to do that. I met her at Exotica during, we had this, like, loyal fans dinner. And it was like...
She's a great time. She's a sweet person.
Yeah.
Very nice. Her lips feel nice.
Mm-hmm.
Just say. All right.
Oh, yeah. No, I had her, like, grab my boobies. I grabbed her boobies. The whole... Yeah.
It's like the introduction, but without the introduction. But, you know, close enough.
Yeah.
Naughty questions. Choked or spanked?
Choked.
Lube or spit?
Lube.
Handcuffs or blindfold?
Handcuffs.
Have you ever faked an orgasm?
Yes.
Can I hear what that sounds like?
Fuck, fuck, fuck. Oh, coming.
Fuck. You know what's really great is that she didn't even skip a beat to do that on hand.
But I'm like during VR shoots, so it's like, all right, pretend eating your pussy. And like,
you're but you didn't even hesitate. I loved it. You're just like, I can't do the other thing on the spot, but I can do this. It sounded great. I believed it. You know, it made my pussy wet. Mile High Club, are you a part of it?
Not, I'm too much of a weenie.
Okay.
Though I did have, I was sitting in first class and like I had this dude like finger me. Oh. And like we were thinking
stranger?
About going to the, yeah, it was just okay. a random dude. Okay. And like afterwards he was like so drunk, he's talking about his kids and stuff. Oh, and I was like, you know, maybe you should leave your wife. You know, your kids probably be happy. I'm like giving this guy life advice, like after he's made me come. Like
you should really leave your wife after your fingers were inside of me, sir.
I mean, he's like complaining about it. And I'm like, you know what? Like, I had parents that fought and like, it wasn't great for me. It's like, you know, just be happy.
I mean, if you can finger a stranger in first class, you should really, really reevaluate your relationship. I mean, you know?
Yeah.
Just saying.
Yeah.
Oral sex, sloppy or clean?
Sloppy.
Biggest turn off. What turns you off that just makes your pussy dry? You're just over it.
It's a hard one. I'm like, maybe if someone's just like willfully stupid, like they're trying to tell me like I'm wrong about some topic or something, and okay. it's like, and they're just a dumbass,
like dumb shaming kind of like thing, where it's like, oh, you don't know, honey, like look at that kind of thing.
Yeah. Okay. And I'm like, ew,
like small, what is it called, I guess, me, like
belittling,
there you go.
Yeah.
It's like there's
patronizing. Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, we don't like any of that.
Yeah, fuck that shit.
Have you ever had sex on a toilet seat?
I sucked a dick on a toilet seat, like me sitting on the toilet.
Okay.
Sucking a dick.
Okay.
And
okay.
I was like, my belly was hurting. It was at the end of a long night. And I'm like, well, like, we still want to keep going. But I'm like, I'm a bathroom man.
Do you like being spanked during sex?
Yes. I love being slapped in the face more.
Okay.
Because I mean, I can take a hell of a hit. I feel like I've like trained my face like a fucking fighter. Okay. Because it's like, a lot of times, like, I'll have someone fucking hit the shit out of me, but I don't bruise.
How do
it's
you
like,
train your face for this action?
Just having it happen over and over again. So
multiple places of being slapped.
Yeah. I mean, like, with the face, though. Like, the rest of my body, like, you just squeeze me a little hard. I'm like, oh, it's some bruises. Okay. Fuck my life. Like,
last set of questions, romantic questions. Okay. Cut or uncut? Like how that's romantic for me?
I'm like, I do like uncut, but at the same time, I feel like I'm always like hyper aware. Like, what if I like pull their foreskin too much? I'm like, it kind of makes me a little anxious.
The overthinker in you.
Huh?
The overthinker in you.
Yeah.
Just let it ride.
Yeah.
Making out or cuddling?
Both?
One or
possibility.
The other.
Possibility.
One or the other.
Huh. I don't know. I think cuddling.
Okay.
Cuddling is quite nice.
Dinner date or movie date?
Dinner.
Sex on the first date?
Yes, always.
Giving or receiving?
Giving.
What are deal breakers for you in a relationship? You seem pretty open-minded about a lot of things.
Yes.
But what are deal breakers for you?
If they're like, therapy, what's that? I'm not going to have somebody just fucking talk to me, tell me what my problems are. That's some bullshit. And I'm like,
so, hi. Not aware of your issues.
Yes. No self-awareness. Yes.
Okay. Giving or receiving?
You already asked that.
I know. I wanted to see if it was right. Look.
Yeah, I'll say giving. Look,
you
said, for
like,
sure.
Look, you looked about it again. You're like, wait.
Got it. Like, you're fucking me up.
Favorite place to be kissed?
I don't know. Like, neck. Like, it's pretty damn good.
Okay. Naked or lingerie?
I mean, like, lingerie can be kind of uncomfortable, but it's very cute.
Okay.
I don't know.
Naked. All right. Yeah. Last question. Foreplay or sex, and you have to pick one. You can't pick both.
Foreplay can be pretty fucking good.
I'm all, you greedy bitch. I know you want both.
I'm like, I do want both, yes. But it's like the dude that I'm dating now, Michael, it's like he was a massage therapist for like 12 years. So it's like,
oh, man, he gives you happy endings.
He'll go foreplay all the like for fucking hours. And I'm like just coming nonstop. I'm like,
sexy.
Yeah.
I like that for you. I like that a lot for you. All right, love. That is all the questions for Truth with Texas. You passed with flying colors. Yes. I love that I got to know you a little bit more intimately, a little bit more naughty, a little bit more kinky, all the things. Was there anything that you'd like to ask Miss Texas before you leave?
I don't know. I feel so unprepared. I'm like, I don't know.
You can pick one question if you have it. That's okay. Like, this is what this is for. We get to know each other.
What was your time like? Like, what led you here?
what led me where?
To my podcast? I would say, like, in the porn industry, I would say.
How did I get in the industry? Or,
what? Or, like, did you want to always be in porn? Or did you just kind of fall into it? Like,
well, I feel like, in a sense, and I always say, it's like, I don't think, well, at least for myself, like, yeah. I never aspired to be a porn star. I never watched porn. I never watched anything. I was just a very highly sexual person.
Yeah.
And I was just very in tune with my body. Like, I was always, like, I was the girl. Like, I was always, I had a lot of guy friends. So I'd be like, hey, show me your dicks because I want to see what they look like, and I'll show you how to take a bra off with one hand. Like, I was always very curious.
Yeah.
So for me, it wasn't something that my friends, when I got into the industry, they weren't, like, shocked, but they were kind of shocked because being from where I am, a really small town, people have never heard of that ever in their life. But for me, it just kind of went with it. For me, it's, again, with all that being said, is something that kind of fell into my lap. For me, it was like, at the time, I was, reality porn was very new. And so a company called Shane's World was doing a line called College Amateur Tour. So they went to different colleges to try to get girls to do scenes. Oh. And I was kind of the prodigy of that movie.
Oh,
and
holy shit.
So, and then I never thought I would ever do a scene ever again. I kept in contact with the dude. Then he was like, hey, a company called Bang Bros wants to shoot you. And I was like, well, I'll shoot with you. So I went out to Florida in Miami. I shot with Bang Bros and I had an amazing time. They treated me so great. I love everything about it that I went back to Texas and I moved a week later. And I just was like, hey, go big or go home. And Miss Texas never went home. And there we are today. Yeah.
Nice.
So, yeah, a little brief story of what that was. But, yeah, that's how it was. I mean, I had an amazing career. I've loved every part of it. I've got to learn about myself and my sexuality as a woman and really coming into, like, what that meant, you know, from different partners to pleasing myself in different ways and different things that I never would have thought in a safe space. So I had an amazing time, and I don't have no regrets.
Yeah, it gives you so much more freedom. Too, that it's like to explore, like, anything you want to. And it's
for
like,
sure. When you're in tune with yourself and really tap into, like, what you want, I think the possibilities are limitless. You just have to really stay true to what your moral compass is and where that leads you, and to stay you into the light and not the dark. But I think that, I've had an amazing time. So
solid.
There you have it, Private Talk. Let us know where we can support you, follow you, and all those great things.
Lily Lou Official. You can find me on OnlyFans, Twitter, Instagram, or you can just Google Lily Lou, LILY space LOU. And the first result, I'm like, the day that happened, I'm like, oh, I am somebody.
Hey, there you go.
But yeah.
Lily Lou, guys, make sure that you follow her, support her. I had an amazing time. I hope you guys loved the episode. I know that I did. Until we meet again.
I loved it.
Yeah. This episode is sponsored by Bet Online.